Sick and tired of your love-hate relationship with wine?
Welcome to the Feel It Alcohol-Free Podcast. Hi, I'm Coach Ruby Williams.
And I'm Coach Susan Larkin.
We're two former wine lovers turned alcohol freedom coaches exposing the lies about alcohol.
And giving you, our listeners, the tools to break free so you can feel lit.
And when you're lit, you'll feel healthier, freer, and more in control of your life.
So relax, kick back, and get ready to feel lit alcohol-free.
And don't forget, grab a copy of our wine-free weekend guide after the show.
Hi, Susan. Hi, everyone. Hello. All of our listeners. We have a little chit-chat about, like, stress was my main reason for drinking, stress and anxiety. And, yeah, I know you relate too. So, let's kick things off with our first question. And this came from a podcast review. So cool, from Goody Two Shoes. Yeah, I'll just read out the question. It's such a good question. So now I'm back at a new job that is out of my comfort zone. And it's exactly what I wanted, though. I'm really working to continue to stay present with my family. But what do you do now to cope with the anxiety in the evening without a drink? Yeah, that was me. What do you think, Susan?
Yeah, me too. Oh, my gosh. That was my main coping mechanism, using alcohol as a coping mechanism, and how I sort of started slipping down, as we say, the pitcher plant. Faster and faster is when I started using alcohol to cope with anxiety and the end of the day stress after my really stressful job. I can totally relate to this. My job was out of my comfort zone, but something that I also wanted. And, but I kind of just got into this mindset of like, ooh, coffee in the morning, wine in the evening, and got into that habit of closing my day, getting home. Same. And also when she's saying she wants to be present with her family, I kind of used alcohol as that transition. It's like, you know, to de-stress, to then be able to be with my family, to have dinner with the kids, to cook dinner, you know, to go from my one job to the next job, which is being a mom.
Right.
And just so hard. But the thing that really turned things around for me, like she says, what do you do now to cope with the anxiety in the evening, was just really, again, learning the science behind the fact that alcohol does not help with anxiety. In fact, there's lots of posts on Instagram and stuff like that that say, you know, drinking for anxiety is like pouring alcohol on a fire. It actually creates anxiety in your body. I mean, momentarily, the first 20 minutes, alcohol is a depressant. And so it does numb your brain and numb like your whole system. So it does feel like it brings down the anxiety. But then, because alcohol is also a stimulant, it stimulates your body, and cortisol and adrenaline are poured in to counteract the downness from downness. That's a scientific term, the downness that you get from alcohol. So when it depresses you, your body, to maintain homeostasis, starts pouring in the chemicals to actually bring you out of that depressant. And those chemicals, again, are cortisol and adrenaline. I think we all know how we feel when we have adrenaline, right? And that is what then creates things like what I would say anxiety when you wake up the next morning and you just feel more anxious. So we get into this drink cycle on a daily basis where actually our drinking for anxiety is actually to relieve the anxiety that is being caused by drinking. And so it's just like insanity, right?
Right.
So once I learned that, oh my gosh, it just helped me to be able to make a different choice and just go, I'm not going to choose to drink to deal with my end of the day anxiousness. And so she's saying, you know, what do you do? You know,
yeah.
So we can go into some of our tactics, you know, later on, but how about you?
Yeah. Ruby? I wanted to paint a picture because for me, yeah, you describe it exactly like it was for me too. Like I had a stressful job. corporate job, and I would use alcohol as a coping tool for my anxiety and stress. But what it felt like for me, and maybe, you know, first of all, I want to say goody two shoes, that just even asking the question is you have awareness and curiosity, and that is such a good place to be at first. But I want to share like my story in terms, this is kind of a fun story, like picture this. You know, you're every day, it felt like every single day I had this like chronic anxiety, stress, even almost in a depression, like it was like a vibration in my body that felt very dark and heavy and negative. And it was just like chronic, always there. And so I was seeing a therapist for years and years and years. I believe in therapy. And I remember filling out the intake form. It's like a survey to go to my therapist's office. And they would have like between 1 and 10, you know, rate your anxiety, rate your stress, rate your depression and or sadness. And I always, when I was drinking, it was always like a 9 or a 10. It was always just so high. That feeling was in my body. And I remember at about 10 months alcohol free, I took the same survey and I'm looking at it. I mean, just picture yourself looking at this survey and going, and realizing without alcohol in my system, I could put like a 1 or 2 on all stress, anxiety, depression. It was so real to me when I saw that survey, because you can kind of compare yourself and your journey, because, you know, people say, yes, the science says it proves that, you know, you create more anxiety to drink. But when I really looked at that survey, I was able to say, yes, you know, it's true. So you have to, find your own truth too, like get curious, aware. And then the other part of your question is about staying connected to family. And I love to just like, what do I really need right now? I love to ask myself that. And for me, a lot of times when I have stress, I need to move my body. And to me that it's, you might have heard something called a stress cycle, but you kind of build up your stress and then you can release it. It's almost like picture a dog that like shakes before it goes outside to go. I call it like the shaking dog. Like it'll shake before it eats dinner. It'll shake before it goes inside. It's kind of like, how would you shake, you know, if you want to use that as an example. And you might want to jump up and do a little dance around the living room but release that stress. And oftentimes, at least for me, it's moving my body, maybe taking the kids out for a walk, going outside. Yeah. So what do you think about that, Susan?
Yeah. I love that. Stress doesn't go away either. Like yesterday, my day was just a dumpster fire, and I actually even had the thought. I mean, I'm alcohol free almost 4 years now, and sometimes I rate my day based on like if I were drinking, how much I would drink. And yesterday I was like, oh, today was a 2-bottle day. Like, wow, thank God I'm not drinking, because I would have gone home and just downed the wine because it was just such a bad day. But I also realized that I can choose to like, so when I was drinking, I think I would keep that anxiety going. I would keep that, this day really sucked, da 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 da, I'd drive home like a crazy person, like waiting to get to that wine, right? And so that kept the stress going. In fact, it almost inflamed it, right? Because it was like, I was going to get to that drink and I needed a drink to deal with the stress. And I realized, you know, I'm not going to drink, so I don't drink. And I realized I have a choice. I can either hold on to the stress or I can just let it go and go, yeah, today was kind of a sucky day. I'm going to let it go. What do I need to do? Like you said, Ruby, what do I need in order to complete the stress cycle to get the stress out of my body? I came home and I did some yoga because it's really cold still here, and I wasn't able to go for a walk, but also a lot of times I'll come home and do, you know, go for a walk, or sometimes I plan an exercise class after work, which I love to work out in the morning, but sometimes when with a stressful job, working out in the evenings is also really helpful for me to get the stress out of my body. And I noticed also, like you said, that go for a walk with your family, because Goody Two Shoes was looking for a way to stay connected to the family. And so including your kids in whatever you're doing to kind of do that transition from work to home. Like every night when we come home, we have a one song dance party in the kitchen before we cook dinner. Or yeah, once it's now it's getting lighter out. So maybe the whole fam, you know, I don't know how old Goody Two Shoes' kids are, but like you put all the kids in a wagon and you go around the block a couple of times. And that is your like transition to, like I said, your second job being a mom at home, but it also is helping to create that connection with your family. So that's something that I think would be awesome. I love the one song dance party.
When
I
put on
crazy music and dance around with my kids. Oh my gosh, they thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
You know, mom's being crazy. They love that. You know, when mom gets a little crazy, jumps around and acts silly, kids love that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to also share something that one of our Facebook group participants.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Topic.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
Lovely Joan. I got to say, if you're not in our Feel It podcast Facebook group, head on over there because we have some amazing people in there. And Joan, actually, I said, hey, you know, I posted what Goody Two Shoes put in the comments and said, hey, let's crowdsource here. What are your thoughts? And Joan answered, and Joan is somebody that has coached with Ruby, and your coaching served her well because she has such awesome things to say here. But so Joan says, it's ironic seemingly, but ultimately not drinking for long enough stretches makes you finally feel what it's like to be unstressed, which is sort of what I was talking about that cycle of anxiety. Drinking anxiety keeps you in that anxiety stress cycle. She said it feels like a trick at first, like you can't quite believe it. And then it happens more and more as AF days increase and you slowly get comfortable enough to trust it that you can have a new normal. The trick, of course, is getting there. So how do you get there? Through the anxiety at first. And she says, any way you can, any way that works for you. Waiting 15 minutes for the craving to pass. Practice lengthening before taking a drink. All tactics we use in our coaching, right? Talk to someone here in the Facebook group. Yes. Make a plan. Scream into a pillow. Love that. Beat a pillow with a bat, right? Plan something each evening to look forward to. And then she says, climbing in, this is almost a lit thing, climbing into clean sheets sober with your teeth brushed is a good one. Reading with a cup of peppermint tea in a cozy chair. She says, and then just keep at it, even if you fail 100 times, because eventually your body will heal enough to feel peace. The anxiety, no matter how powerful it is a temporary trespasser, and you only have to hold your ground till it gets its marching orders. I love that so much.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So many great tactics that we use. Yeah. Thank you so much, Joan. That was so cool. One of my favorite tactics is, I call it staying above 50%. I use this today and I use it for stress and anxiety. Absolutely. So Goody Two Shoes, listen in because this is a good one. So throughout the entire day, maybe you even set an alarm in your phone that just asks, how am I feeling? Because you want to be checking in with your feelings and not let yourself go way below. Like if you have a stressful job and it's a new job, keep checking in. Maybe try to shake like a dog, or, you know, not literally, but like do something all throughout the day. Check in with your emotions, check in with your stress level. And that way you're not like getting more and more and more and more anxiety, right? You want to nip it in the bud, so to speak. Earlier on, like, what can you do if you're starting to feel more anxious? What do? Release that stress style. Maybe go for a little walk to the water cooler. Do something. And I love movement. Little quick dance party in the bathroom. I don't know. But yeah, you stay above 50%. It's so you don't keep letting yourself get down. And above 50% doesn't mean you're like super happy screaming, like, I'm so happy. It just means you're above, meaning you're feeling either focused, maybe calm again. And then another thing that I do, if you're in a real, like having maybe a panic attack, like actually in severe, you know, that like really high anxiety level, take a couple deep breaths, put your hands, I put my hands right here on my chest and say, I am loved, I am safe, I'm okay. And right now when I did that, it just brought me right down. It puts you right into the present moment, and you can repeat that. I am love, I am safe, and I'm okay. And hopefully if you're having like an acute anxiety attack, that can be something that's helpful. Yeah. So those are some tactics. That. Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. Staying above 50%. Yes. A protein snack around 3 p.m. can really help with the 5 p.m. cravings as well. And making sure you take a break. I know I work and I don't take breaks. And I know if I feel so much different if I just take a 10-minute, even just walk. There's like a little, you know, I walk around the block at work and come back. Or if I'm working from home, I walk around the short circle at, you know, in my neighborhood. And just that 10 minutes and then just come back and you're more regroup. I notice how different I feel at the end of the day if I've just taken that 10 minutes to take a break, get some fresh air. And I just, you know, sometimes I have to force myself away from my desk, but you're even more productive in the afternoon. So it really does help your work productivity as well. So it doesn't do you any good to stay chained to your desk and just keep pushing through, really.
Exactly.
You need to take breaks. So,
yeah. Wow. Well, we were talking before this episode that there's so many tactics around stress and anxiety. So we will be doing probably more episodes in the future around this topic because it's really one of the coping tools the main reason I drank was to just relieve stress after a hard work day. So goody two shoes, you are not alone in this. We feel ya. And there's just all these other ways that you can learn, kind of have to relearn how to deal with anxiety and move through anxiety. No, it's temporary. So, well, this is the time I'm going to segue to my favorite time because I love to talk about what are we doing lit today? And we're, you know, so Susan, what are you doing lit, you know, these days?
Yeah. So I started, once I became alcohol free and I started setting an intention for my day, and I was using a planner, and I would just write in the planner every morning in my quiet time, in my morning routine, you know, setting a feeling intention for the day. Like today, I want to feel joy. That was the day that I had to hug a tree. Like the day that we talked about joy, remember I said I had so much joy, I had to hug a tree. I was like, wow, this stuff really works. So also, like, for example, I'll say, you know, I want to feel empowered today. I want to feel calm. I want to feel connection, or I want to feel productive, or I want to feel more grounded. Like I even realized this morning when I came in from the gym, I'm like, okay, I hadn't set an intention because I got up at like 5:45 to get to this 6:30 a.m. class. And I realized I just rush around all the time. I come in and I sling the door shut, but I turned around and I shut the door intentionally, like quietly. And then I feel like, you know, it was almost like the slow down. So maybe today my word is slow down and savor the day. Like just do everything with a little bit more intention versus just flailing through my day, you know, at like top speed. Like just take that a little bit extra time to actually just shut the door, and then, you know, doing one thing at a time, and just how that helps you stay above 50%, you know, just like what we were talking about. Like, because even in my, you know, even both of us with the alcohol-free time we have, it's still our job to stay above 50%. Now, you feel better in your daily life, but also we don't ever want to get so low that we feel tempted, right? So that was just setting a word of intention for the day, a feeling intention, not like, hey, I want to get all this stuff done. Like that's your to-do list, right? This is how you want to feel as you're going through your day, doing your to-do list, doing all the things that we have to do, right? So that is something that really, really worked for me. And I loved how if I picked the word joy, I actually did feel joy that day. Many days. I was like, I'm going to keep trying this. Yeah.
I love this so much. So you just pick a feeling word intention. This is beautiful. For me, I would say, I would ask a question like, how can I show myself a little extra kindness today? You know, and like just really focusing on a little bit of self-care, a little bit of self-compassion. You know, how can I treat myself or show myself a little extra kindness? Because I tended to be a person that would just all day long, like beat myself up and label myself and like, that was bad. That was bad decision, or, you know, just constant. And so again, awareness, but how can I, you know, like keep asking myself that question. And in the moment, I just ask myself, is it really true? If I've been labeling myself or beating myself up or not getting so much done on my to-do list, like you were mentioning a to-do list, like, yeah, what did I get done though? Show myself compassion, show myself kindness. It's so huge.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. When I get hijacked, my principle that I try to come back to, I don't always get there, but is I go to, I'm beloved. When I just say that, just brings everything down.
Yeah.
When I'm hijacked, I'm getting better at getting there, but like really hijacked, like, wah, you know, and just, oh, I am beloved.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm just loved. I'm safe. I'm okay. It's very similar.
Yes.
And you made a really good point. You know, we coaches, I'm 4.5 years alcohol free. I still have to use these tactics. I still, it's not like stress and anxiety is 100% gone. It still shows its face, but I know I have these tools. I keep practicing all these kinds of tools that we just mentioned on this episode and try different things out, see what works for me, you know, try things out, what works for you, because there are other coping tools for anxiety and stress. There really are.
I love that. It's so good to try things too. I kind of joke around and use this analogy of like, so you have these new tools in your toolbox, but if you don't know how to use them in the moment, you pull out the screwdriver, let's say, and you're like, I don't know how to use this. You fling it and you're going to go back to the old one that you do know how to use, which is the bottle, right? And we don't want to do that. So practicing things, seeing what works for you and really knowing how to use the tools, just take, you know, pick a tool that you're going to use and use it for 1 week and say, okay, this week I'm going to do one song dance party and see how does that work for me? Does it not? And don't beat yourself up if it doesn't work for you. I remember, you know, people talk a lot about taking baths. And so I tried baths and I'm not a bath person, whatever. Okay. But I was like beating myself up about that. Like, how come I don't like baths? What's wrong with me? This works for other people. It's like, well, who cares? It's fine. I don't like baths. Baths don't work for me. The end, you know, so, but one song dance party does. That may not work for you. Maybe you want to go for a walk, maybe yoga, you know, try all the different things and then have your little toolbox.
Listen within. And it's maybe something, it's more likely it's something we haven't even talked about. And it's something that you get to discover, like what else? Listen within, ask yourself, what do I really need right now to relieve this anxiety? And see what you come up with, you know? I just love this topic. So we'll have to do it again because it's so good.
Yes. There's so many more tactics we can talk about and so many different stressful situations, not just, you know, end of the day, although that is a big one. That a lot of people will really relate. So we're so thankful for this question. And I hope that more and more of you ask us questions either in the Facebook group or in your review of the pod, and we would love it so much if you would review the pod. That would be so helpful. Thank you.
So please join the Feel Lit Alcohol Free Facebook group. It's a really cool community, and we are going to go live occasionally too. I want to mention that. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. See. Thanks so much for listening to Feel Lit Alcohol Free Podcast. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show?
All you need to do is head over to Apple Podcasts and do two simple things. Leave a rating and review telling us what you think of the show. And in that review, ask us any questions you have about breaking free from wine or living an alcohol-free lifestyle.
That's it. Then tune in to hear your question answered live. Don't forget to grab your copy of A Wine-Free Weekend at www.feelitpodcasts.com.
And remember, do something today that will help you feel lit.
See you next time.